Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Nate Boyer is a former teammate of Colin Kaepernick. He was instrumental in the way that Kaepernick approached things back 3 years ago. He's also a former Army Green Beret, and he joins us live right now on the Harbor One Hotline. Nate, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Good to be here.
So obviously, we want to get your reaction to what has happened in the last few days with Drew Brees. We've gone through an incident a week ago of a death of a black man by the hands of a police officer. A week later, Drew Brees is asked a question about whether he would take a knee. So you tell us, is what Drew Brees said, is it insensitive? Is it disrespectful? Because he's taken a lot of heat for it.
Well, yeah. I mean, he knows that, and that's why he's apologized twice, you know, and that's why pretty much everybody, for the most part, people are upset about it, just because it's not the feelings that he had. I have the same feelings he has. I mean, I feel the same amount of pride in my country, and when the anthem plays, man, I stand up, you know, with my hand in my heart. The one NFL game I got to play in, I stood on the sideline and cried when that song played. So I get all that. I feel the same thing. It's just in this situation when we're talking about, you know, the narrative of as to why these protests have happened, why people are taking a knee. It's not about the military. It's not about and being anti-American, or really even about being, you know, against the flag or the anthem. And that's what it sort of alluded to in what he said. You know, it wasn't about the fact that they're protesting police brutality, racial inequality, social injustice, the things that they've been pretty verbal about since the beginning. So anyway, that's where it's frustrating, I think, and people are pretty disappointed. But Drew's a really good guy. He's done a lot of great things for the city of New Orleans, for the veteran community. He helped secure voting rights for formerly incarcerated people in Louisiana. It was one of the last two states that still didn't allow that, and he was part of that movement. So, I think it's not a pass. He doesn't get a pass for this, but like I hope and believe that he'll come out of this stronger and more understanding and listen better, and it'll help galvanize the team, galvanize the city even more, and we'll grow from it. That's all. I mean, that's my hope anyway. I'm trying to look on the positive of this.
So, Nate, take us back three and a half years ago, whenever that was, that conversation, when I believe we were talking about it earlier, Colin Kaepernick was sitting during the anthem. You guys had a conversation, and you recommended kneeling with less disrespectful disrespectful.
Yeah, he'd been sitting, and you know, when we met, he reached out to me, and when we met, he asked me if there was another way that he could demonstrate that wouldn't offend people in the military, and I told him, no, there's nothing you can do that's not going to offend people, clearly. And I said, but I think if you're alongside your teammates, it's a better look personally. Yep. And I've never seen kneeling as a disrespectful act until, you know, that officer took a knee on George Floyd's neck. Before that, I hadn't really, you know, ever thought of that as being disrespectful. People take a knee to pray and propose to their wives, and we'll take a knee at Arlington to pay respects to a fallen brother. So, you know, he was committed to not standing, and I respected that. I wasn't going to kneel or sit or protest in any way, but that's his right. That's a right that I fought for. We take an oath in the military to defend the Constitution, which includes the First Amendment. So, you know, I fought for his right to do what he was doing if it's done in a peaceful way, and he's he was, you know, hoping to make things better for our country, and that was his way of doing it. And you know, can't fault him for that. And you know, now we're seeing it talked about in a very different light now, 3.5 years later.
You know, Nate, are you? I mean, I don't think. Are you surprised that the wires get crossed on what this is all about? Because we've done our show for, I don't know, for how long now over this last 3 days talking, and it's always one person says one thing, the other person says just the opposite. Does it surprise you that everyone has a different opinion on what it means?
No. I mean, we're a very opinionated country, and everybody's entitled to that. Everybody's entitled to your opinion, your emotional feeling. You know, it's okay if you feel disrespected when that happens. That's okay to feel that. The point is, you know, when he said, I will never disrespect the country by kneeling, it's basically saying or alluding to all these people that are kneeling during the anthem are disrespecting the country. They're not kneeling so that it changes for the better as far as improving the way that we police accountability, racial inequality, stuff like that. It's taking away from that narrative. And that's what was frustrating about that. So like, it's okay if you feel that way. You can feel angry, obviously. Look at the streets right now. People have a lot of angry people out there, and that's okay. You know, but what's not okay is obviously physically hurting other people, like it's happening right now. You know, whether that's you know, the police that just aren't trained well when they're doing some of the stuff they've been doing for the last few years, as far as you know, just on the regular patrol, or even now with the riots, or people that are rioting in a violent manner, you know, and police officers have been injured and hurt in this last week too, and we need to remember that. That's not okay. You know, but we're all entitled to be upset, to be angry, and to fight for something, like we should. And if it's good stuff, and it's about improving our country, then you should fight for it if that's what you believe. You know, as long as you're not hurting anybody else.
We're talking to Nate Boyer, the Green Beret, the former teammate of Colin Kaepernick. You talk to a lot of military people, and you've already given us your feelings on it. There are a lot of military people I talk to who feel that it is disrespectful to take a knee with the flag. So we're all about symbolism here, and yet we still have police brutality, and we have incidents like Ferguson and Baltimore and now this one. How do we solve any of this, Nate? I mean, we're going to bitch in the fall about whether guys should take a knee before a football game with a song. But how do we really resolve any of this stuff?
We got to find a way to restore honor in the uniform, a police officer uniform, and that badge, because we've got to understand that it's absolutely necessary. We need law enforcement. We can't just do away with law enforcement. That's not the answer, right? We need that, but we need the right people doing it. We need the right people patrolling it. We need to definitely change a lot of the criminal justice system. But we also want people to want to be cops, the right people, that, you know, and patrol the neighborhoods that they're from, and people that understand those places better. You know, we've got right now we're in a place where it's just such a vilified position and demonized. And part of that, it's warranted by some of the actions that have taken place. But like, so what we've got to do now to pick up the pieces is we got to find a way to adjust the way that it's done, and like I said, restore honor in that uniform, you know, so that we have people that are like, you know what, I'm going to be a part of the change by being a police officer and changing the way that's done. Because right now, you'd be hard pressed to find anybody that's willing to do that. It's a difficult job. It doesn't pay very well, and right now, nobody likes you. Like, why the hell would you want to do that?
Yeah.
So, Nate, I'm curious. Like, 3 years ago, when Colin took a knee, what were your feelings when you saw the reaction of the league? He couldn't find a job. When you saw the reaction of the president, how did that make you feel?
You know, I mean, it's a complicated situation. You know, he's obviously talented enough. People know that, but it was like it was a tough position, because it was like, if you want to just get into the simplicity of it and take out a lot of the narratives, it was like, this guy might be a backup quarterback at this moment, you know, at this time. He may not be quite a starter yet. So do I want my backup quarterback to be the symbol for you know, social justice. And a lightning rod for the press all the time. You know, usually that's a signal caller who's holding a clipboard. You know what I mean? Up there in Boston, it was Jimmy G for a few years, and you didn't hear a peep out of him. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like that's just it's an atypical role for someone like Colin Kaepernick. And so you've got that, and then there's the fear from ownership of, like, I don't want to lose my sponsors, and the league is trying to navigate that, and it's just there's so much bureaucracy involved. So that's what makes it complicated. I know I've talked to plenty of coaches and people in management that wanted to try to find a way to make it work. And then there was a lot of other people that straight up just this is what they said. And some of these were people of color, coaches of color. They were like, it's just not worth it. You know, it's just not worth all that comes with it. If we don't even know, he's going to be playing. I mean, what if he gets in that locker room as a backup? And I'm just playing devil's advocate here, gets in the locker room as a backup, and the quarterback, that's the starter, starts struggling a little bit. And all of a sudden, it's like, why aren't they playing Cap? You know, oh, it's, you know, is it this? Is it that? Is it like all these, you know, storylines and narratives and things that just are it just gets wild, you know, and it gets a little bit scary for those organizations. And that's why I think a lot of them backed away from it. Some of them straight up might have said to themselves, you know what, he goes against everything I believe, and I'm just not going to sign him. And that's, I guess, their decision as well. You know, but it's a mix of things, I think.
One final question, Nate. If Colin Kaepernick or any of your former teammates asked you, based on what has transpired here in the last week, to take a knee, would you?
When the anthem is played?
Yes.
No, sir. I don't feel that way. I respect that right. I'll stand next to those men that choose to do that, and I'll fight and take action to see that change occurs, because that's way more important than a protest, than the gesture, is the action afterwards, how it gets, because that's how it really gets fixed. I'm all on board for that. But when I hear that song, those symbols, they mean something different to me. You know, I've had a lot of people I know that were, I carried a casket draped in an American flag at my best friend, you know, at a military funeral, and it's just different to me. But
You sound just like Drew Brees.
Oh boy,
you do. Well, I mean, I'm just saying that's basically exactly what he said. Yep. You don't agree with it. Yep. He doesn't agree with it.
Yeah, exactly. I said that. I feel the same way that he feels about it. But you know what he failed to do, and what he's probably regretting not doing now, is instead of saying, like, this is how I feel, it doesn't mean you have to feel this way. He said, you know, I'll never disrespect
agree. It was not disrespect. Right. The word was agree. I would never agree.
There you go.
And I think you're saying the same thing. You would never agree, right?
I would never do it. I'm not saying that. I said I would never do it. Yeah. You know?
But yeah.
Nate, it was great talking to you. Are those your birds? Are those trained birds are in the background that we hear? Or are you out just outdoors?
No. It's just I'm outside.
Terrific.
They're not mine.
Nate, it was great. It was great talking to you. Thanks, Nate. Appreciate your time.
You too, fellas.
Have a good one. That is Nate Boyer, former teammate of Colin Kaepernick, and as we said, the Green Beret.
Unbelievable. Great question to end, Glenn. You finally had a good question.
But that's the point, though, too. Like, he agrees with Drew Brees that he would never do it, but Nate understands why others do, and I think that's where Drew Brees lost people.
Yeah,
but he didn't even give it. He just didn't say that. That doesn't mean he doesn't understand it. He didn't say that.
Right, for a lot of stuff he did not say.
Well, yeah, listening to this guy, he's saying exactly the same thing.
He is.
And then he said, "What you see?" He referenced a story similar to yours, Glenn, with your dad.
Right, exactly
the same thing. Right. He's emphatic. No, sir. No, sir. I won't do it.
Yeah. Right. And this is the guy that we keep on hearing. People tell us that influenced Colin Kaepernick.
Well, that's because he understands the other side of it.
Yes.
Drew Brees in his interview didn't show that understanding. It's not that he doesn't.
But it was.
I'm just saying he didn't say it. That's all. But I think this guy did.
Again, it was timing, though, Lou. It was in the setting,
of a few days after
the George Floyd thing.
If you're going to sit there and say I'll never agree with anybody who kneels, where we are right now, you have to follow that up. You have to follow that up and say,
no,
but
I agree.
If people decide to kneel, I will respect that decision. I won't agree with them, but I can at least respect them for doing it because it's something he believes
in. Isn't that amazing? Look how simple that is. Just a couple words, and you would have avoided all of this. Multiple apologies. Because I was my mind. Did you see that? Did you see my mind blow up? It just blew up. He said the exact same thing. And I was like, and then he kept, then he went to the flag. I'm like, we just did this. This is the guy that says, that's telling, that's mentoring and counseling these dudes. And he feels the exact same way.
Right, this sounds
you can feel both ways.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.